Seven questions that you must get answered to pre-qualify sellers as a real estate wholesaler. Keep in mind, I did a video yesterday why you should never call yourself a wholesaler. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. Here today we're talking about seven questions that you must get answered to pre-qualify sellers as a real estate wholesaler. Keep in mind, I did a video yesterday why you should never call yourself a wholesaler. So make sure you watch that video. On today, we're talking about the seven questions you must get answered. But before we dive into that really quickly, let's address this question. The question is, what questions should we ask a seller who is selling a mixed and commercial property? How would we know if it's a deal or not? It's the same way that you know if it's a deal or not, okay? And yes, you're right, a mixed and used commercial property may have some variations, you know, because again, it's based on the use of the property, but more importantly, it's based on the location of the property. So if there's a mixed use property in the midst of a residential property and there are comparables in the area, I would simply use the comparables until I am wrong. So probably I am going to be a little bit wrong because it's a property that's used for something else, but ultimately location, location, location. So I would use location. We have a tool at dealestimator.com, dealestimator.com. That's dealestimator.com. It's a free tool that will allow you to come up with comparables, and then that will allow you to be able to calculate after repair value, and then you can also come up with an offer. It's a free tool, okay? So I will use the same formula until maybe we do a more thorough inspection. Somebody's interested in the property and they probably tell me, well, I can pay a little bit more for this because it's a mixed use property. It has a little storefront in the basement of it or on the first floor and things like that. That can only help, especially if you calculate the numbers right in the location already, okay? So there's really nothing to worry about when it comes to that. So below is a question that, let's see here. Okay, all right, so here are the seven things you need to get answered. Number one, name. You need to know if you're talking to the right person. So you have if you're cold calling a person, that's when this question is very, very important, okay? If you are not cold calling, you can skip this part to the next question, which is basically identify the property. Basically, they either telling you if it's an inbound type of marketing, they are telling you if the property is what it's supposed to be. You're confirming what property is. So that's the second question you need to get answered. And many people underestimate this. They say, but you're just collecting data. No, you're asking questions. What's your property? 123 Main Street. Oh, you're calling about 123 Main Street. Okay. Oh, is this John? John? Yes, you need a yes on those first two questions. The third question is, want to sell? Would you entertain an offer? This is only valid if you're cold calling a person. If you're not cold calling them, they already want to sell. You just want to confirm it. So you're looking to get rid of this property. Yes, I just don't feel like I need the property anymore. I live in Florida. I'm moving away from New Jersey. So I don't think I'm gonna need it. It's just, I need to downsize, right? Yeah, you're gonna hear things like that, but you need to confirm it. It's part of your motivational skill. You need to know why they're motivated. You need to know how motivated they are. That's the one key factor you must identify in all of this. Motivation and how motivated they are. If they're not motivated, you will know out of the seven questions, and it's basically not worth your time. And if you have a pipeline, it shouldn't be an issue because you just go on to the next. Some will, some won't, so what next? SW, and as in next, okay? So that's only possible, however, if you have a pipeline. The fourth question is, why do you feel like you need to sell? I know, you know, I want to sell. They may have told you that already. Confirm it. Why do they need to sell? That's their motivation. You know, I just think it's time to put it on the market. That's probably money, okay? They want the most money they can get for it, right? So, but not yet. We're not done. You're just collecting the answers to your questions. The fifth one is, so how may I help you get this done? Well, you're an investor, right? Well, what do you mean, how may I help you? When they start doing that, you know that they're probably not motivated. If they answer that question by saying, well, I just need to get rid of it as soon as possible, that's motivated. If they say, well, I just want to put it on the market and see what the market commands, that's still motivation, but probably more like money. Probably you need your realtor, agent partner to help you do that deal. And if you're licensed as a referral agent, you make some money regardless. But you don't waste your time if their problem is not time. So speaking of time, the sixth question is, how soon do you need to sell? How soon do you need to close? If they say, I need to close this in the next 2 weeks, that's, they're motivated by time, okay? You need to find that sweet spot between time and money. They want to get this done as soon as possible. Then your offer will be much more entertained because money is not their motivation. They need to get rid of this as soon as possible. And if they owe way too much money than the property is worth, then you can basically present a short sale opportunity for them. Like, listen, we can negotiate with your bank. This is how much you can pay for it, but your bank may be willing to accept it. Is that something you're willing to get into? See, they already know that the property is probably worth nothing in time of crisis. So then probably a good time to talk about that. But the key word is, they're motivated by time, not money. If they're motivated by money, you show them a solution for that. As a matter of fact, if I were you, I'll give them the perfect offer, which is three offers in one, three options. An offer that has three options: a cash offer, a retail offer, if they're willing to fix up the property, and a creative financing offer, which I only present after they say no to both of the first two, right? Basically, the property can be rented for a lot more. But, you know, they don't need all the cash. They just need a little bit of some cash to move forward or to pay for some delinquency and stuff like that. Then you can present more subject to lease option and stuff like that, right? But you need to have at least three options ready when you're talking to those people so you can truly position yourself as the expert and not some kind of vulture. The seventh is to confirm the motivation. So you need to get rid of this ass off. That you need to confirm it. Once you confirm it, it's okay to say, let me get back to you, let me do some math, I think I can help you solve this problem, let me get back to you. And if you're really good at this, you may be able to say, give me 5 minutes, let me look at some stuff with my partners, and then you can dissect that. But it's okay to calm down. You are the expert. You just need to help them, direct them in the right direction, and simply make profits as you're doing it. Does that make sense? All right, so if you want a pipeline, you want to build a pipeline, it's very important to build a pipeline, especially in time of crisis. That's the only way to have a recession-proof business. Nothing else matters. Going aggressive at the homeowners is not going to matter. Cold calling them is going to piss them off right now. You need to build a pipeline. You need to do with attraction marketing. You want to learn how to do that? There's three core pillars to doing that. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.